Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon, a magnetic service. I want you to pause for a moment and realize that this is just the opposite of the last channel. Gaia responds in so many ways. And this is silence. Occasionally you'll hear a bird, an animal, the cracking of the trees, and that's it. You're in a precious place. I want you to stop and listen to the peacefulness of the forest. It is seldom that I am brought to a place on the planet like this with such sacredness, where Gaia cooperates in this fashion, where it has not been planted, that is to say, it is not part of an organization, except that of beauty. I want you to really appreciate where you truly are. It wasn't that long ago, dear ones, that this was sacred land. You couldn't even travel the river without being royalty. You stand in places that were simply not able for ordinary human beings to stand in. And now everything has changed, and yet I want you to rewind your consciousness for just a moment. Literally only 200 to 300 years ago. That's not ancient. That's current. Let my voice echo in the trees at this moment with the respect of the Elihi. The elite are the ones who could travel in this place to honor this cave in all of its changes over the years. And the erosion that has happened, all is normal with Gaia. What about you? Well, I want you to stop for just a moment. And I want to ask the questions that I often do in normal channelings in normal places, not sacred forests. And say, what is your story today? Again, I'll ask, are you on vacation? Are you looking at pretty things? Or is something knocking on the door? Something that says, inside your Akash, there is a magnificence. Have you seen the area before? Is it etched into your Akash? Do you remember any of this? If you do, it says you were here only 200 to 300 years ago. Is it possible you have a lineage that is Akashic, not biological, that would have put you here on this island in other times? And if not, does your Akash remember the energy of it? This energy can be repeated all over the planet in places like this. I want you to know right now where you are and where you are listening to this. There are other entities that belong here that are not human. The divas of the forest, the Menahuni, the little people, whatever you want to say, that energy which is esoteric, which is alive, when you get into sacred areas of Gaia, it's here. One of the few places we will be on this adventure in Lemuria where you have this particular energy. And I challenge you to remember it. Can you realize it? Can you bring it to yourself to such a degree that when you walk into another place like this, you can stop and feel everything that you're feeling now? What's your story, dear human? This is a good time to open up your heart and personally say, I remember, I am part of all that is, including God inside. And that the beauty of the creation that you feel here, and perhaps remember here, is you. And long after you fly away from this island, long after it, you can call up this energy at any time, and stand in the forest and feel the serenity of all that is here and know that those who are not human, who belong to Gaia, are applauding you. Know you're here. Feel your energy, your respect, your remembrance. And they realize who you are. What's your story today? This may be a first. A channeling in the woods, in this place, for Elihi, which is you today. What's your story? That is the message, and always will be, of Kryon. To look around. Perhaps go beyond who you think you are and break the barrier of the reality that you think you were born with. This is a good place today to do that. A good place. The connection has been made with the ancestors that allow me to channel. For the ancestors smile upon this place and you. And they're saying, good job. Because there's a shift coming on this planet and you are part of it. You heard that message before. And so it is.
I'm going to do a chant here in the sacred place. It'll be so beautiful. But also, I want to show you this. This is the kukui nut. They're all over the ground. So the invitation is to find one that belongs to you and take it home and remember what it is signifies. It's the divinity within you. The kukui nut is a symbol of enlightenment, the light within. That's the outside of it, and inside is this. And polish it up with sandpaper and use the oils in your hand to make it shiny. When you first arrived, I did a chant for you that honored you as the people coming here, a chant of love, the love of, that speaks of the hala blossoms and the lehua blossoms and the fragrance and how it touches all of us, coming from near and far, that we're all welcomed with love. And this place welcomes with us, welcomes all of us with love. We are all ali'i, ali'i nui, high chiefs and high chiefesses. O nauna I tahala me ta lehua, e hali lehua, noya nata noe, e ta uno ina, e ano ine, e haliane, ho io tahiti mai, ahiti puno me te aloha, aloha e, ano ai. Aloha.